This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Alaska's size, dramatic, and diverse geography are challenging to meteorologists predicting the weather. But oftentimes in the lower 48, we hear about forecasts that are like down to the hour precise in terms of precipitation start times and then amounts. What's going on there? How are they able to do that, Rick?
Some of the ability to get these very refined and often very accurate forecasts, almost down to the hour, stems from the fact that for the eastern two-thirds of the United States, terrain is not as significant an issue as it is in the Intermountain West and, of course, in Alaska. For the eastern two-thirds of the country, you also have the advantage of basically being in the eastern two-thirds of the continent. And so the weather models and the forecasters have a much better idea of what's upstream. Nowadays, we have a much better idea of what's going on over, say, the Pacific Ocean or even the Arctic, although the Arctic still lags. But over the eastern half of the United States, where you've got many, for instance, weather balloons upstream of your location, there's a lot of observations in the oceans, both buoys and ships. And so there's basically a whole lot more information that's being fed into those numerical computer models that are then driving these often very accurate, even at short timescale resolution.
Well, now, given our lack of that kind of information up here for our meteorologists, I appreciate even more what they are able to do. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.